fried bologna with mayonnaise all day. That's why I said you are.
I knew you were going to say that. I tried to think of what you were going to say to start it, and I knew it.
I think that's an easy one, though, because, A, that was kind of the only ridiculous thing said last night. They're getting better this season. I think the older people do a better job of not saying stupid things.
You think?
I think so.
They're not... A lot of them are not that
They're
old.
They're like 30s, and last year we had a bunch of 20-year-olds.
There's a bunch of people in their 20s.
Not a lot. Okay, forget it. We're in our 20s now, and we're probably saying some dumb things right now, but you're listening anyways.
You sure are, and you're listening to Batch Please, and we're your hosts, Allison Gunnell.
And I'm also Allison Gunnell.
There's just two of us.
So let's just, this is going to be the last time we talk about her. Let's just get to the Claire stuff and get done with it.
Yeah, this is it.
Because there's Tayshia to talk about later, and I can't wait.
Yeah, Evan's a big Tayshia guy. Yeah, so they showed, like, the weird little after the final rose thing, but it was really, like, after 2 weeks
after,
into the
after
season
After the couple
thing.
Week rose.
Usually they do that update when the whole season has ended, but in these weird, uncertain times, they did it now. Yeah. So I imagine they filmed that pretty recently. So they've been together now. Claire and Dale have been together now almost 4 months, I mm-hmm. believe. And Chris Harrison's asking them, you know, how do you feel? You're in love. It's so exciting. Really awkwardly asked them what's next. And Claire's like, babies. And Dale was like,
He is not interested in having children anytime
soon. That
was
so painful. I mean, to be fair, like, they have been together literally for 4 months. And she's like, babies? And he's like,
yeah, but they're on a warp speed path in their relationship here. Like, honestly, the fact that it's been this long for babies is surprising. Like, I almost bet that her, like, what's the time called? A gestation period. It's probably like 3 weeks. Like, everything's just fast for these two.
I do feel like sometimes, though, like, bachelor couples versus real couples is like when bachelor couples get quote unquote engaged, it's like when regular people say, like, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
So, like, yes, they're engaged, but really they're like dating exclusively with a ring.
Yeah. It definitely feels like they're still vibing.
They're going strong. I mean, regardless of the weird baby thing, Dale does genuinely seem really into it, and they're both super into it. Claire got really emotional talking about her dad again and about how Dale is everything her dad would have wanted. And then Chris Harrison was like, did you guys lie to all of Bachelor Nation? Like, did you talk? And she was like, no way. We did not talk.
I'm telling you, he's they talked before truther.
You think?
I think he believes it. I think regardless of what she says, I think he believes it. I think he's so shocked and so dumbfounded how it works so quickly that he can't believe it. He really can't.
Yeah, honestly, probably.
But it totally seems genuine.
It does seem genuine.
I think Dale did a better job of speaking this time,
too. I thought the exact same thing.
I felt like this sentence makes sense.
I feel like he was articulating his actual feelings, and I feel like that's the first time I've actually seen him do that. And he really did seem super into her. Like, it seems legit. So, happy for them. Hope that everything works well for them. And we are now done with Claire and Dale.
That's it.
See you later.
And it's time to bring in Tayshia and the new boys.
Yes, so Tayshia comes along with 4 new friends.
So, well, first she just, like, starts schmoozing around the cocktail party with the original, I guess, 16 guys that are left.
Yes, yes.
She walks in the
door.
And
they're all super in on Tayshia the minute she walks in the door.
Have you seen Men in Black?
No.
Okay, well, there's this device in Men in Black where they hold it up and they flash a light in someone's eyes.
I'm familiar with that, yes.
And they forget
and
everything
their
that
memory,
happened.
Yeah.
Tayshia is that to these guys.
You're right.
They are totally over Claire.
Claire who? They are,
Claire,
like, all in on Tayshia.
It's totally over. And even Ivan was like, I like her way more than Claire. And
that's,
like, when she walked in the door.
And I mean, most of these guys literally talked to Claire for a grand total of, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, like, they probably already interacted with Tayshia in one night more than they had in the entire time they were there with Claire. So,
and Easy, like, choked on his drink. He's like, oh my goodness. Like, it was a great, genuine reaction because, A, they didn't know who was going to walk through the door.
I liked that.
After they had known who Claire was, or, you know, she was going to be the bachelorette for months. Didn't they used to not tell people who...
Yeah, in the days before social media and stuff, it would be a surprise. Like, you would just show up. And I don't
know. They
gotta
go back to that. I don't know if it's possible, but they gotta go back to that.
I know. I don't know if it's possible either. I do think that's kind of nice because you don't go in with any preconceived notions. You don't go in with any, like, I don't know, social media stalked, so, like, I know more than you know or anything like that, which I kind of like that it was, like, I mean, organic is a rough word for this Bachelor show in general, but as organic as it can be because they did not know, I would be curious to know how many of the guys, when she walked in, recognized her as Tayshia And how many did not know who that was?
A solid handful. But I just don't think they did the same like sleuthing that they would have for Claire.
Yeah, for sure.
I also just like that you get introduced to some of the guys. Like, I now know more names from this one episode than
literally,
I had from
yes.
four previous ones.
Absolutely, yes. That is true.
And also their jobs. Like, you actually found out that they have...
I know.
Like, Riley's a personal injury
yeah.
lawyer. Didn't know that.
I know. That was so interesting
you
to hear about
him. You think
he
has advertisements on the back of buses?
It is quite possible.
Or billboards?
It is quite possible.
I would love to see a Riley...
I would, too.
...personal lawyer ad.
But at least we know his name's Riley now. That's exciting.
Yeah. New information.
Everyone's
New
getting a little you know. Chance.
Ivan was actually the first person to pull her aside.
Yep.
And I said, I've been saying
you
for
did.
Weeks
yep.
that Ivan and Tayshia are going to be the ones that end up together. And it looks like, just based on previews, that I hate the previews, but I'm seeing them anyways.
Yeah,
they
Ivan's
go
gonna,
kind of far.
Yeah, I think Ivan's going to stick around. Also, a quick side note, did you ever watch Power Rangers as a child?
On and off. I sort of, kind of.
Well, the Mighty
okay,
Morphin.
Okay, don't me when you don't watch any movie.
Okay, I know, but
here.
Power Rangers? Okay, but have you ever seen the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay,
I know
well,
the gifs.
The villain is...
And the memes.
The villain is Ivan Ooze, and
okay.
he's like this like weird oozy guy.
Of course,
like
yeah.
he's just
it's
like
in the name.
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing I can tell you about him. I'm pretty sure he's like a
I
big
got it from
purple, a purple kind of like jelly like substance dude.
Okay.
And that's I've never actually met someone in real life named Ivan, so whenever I hear it, I only think of Ivan Ooze.
Okay. You kind of look like is it Grimace from the,
I'm gonna actually pull up a quick picture.
McDonald's. Guys,
yeah. Let me quickly pull up an Ivanhoe's picture. You keep going.
The one person who was seemingly a little, I don't know, uneasy about the new person or new bachelorette was Jason.
Real quick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's Ivanhoe's.
Yikes.
He's the bad guy.
Okay. Well, he looks nothing like Ivan from Bachelorette.
They do
so.
Not look alike. No, they do not. They share name.
Jason was the only one that was a little apprehensive to the whole thing. He decided to stick around. Later on, he changes his mind.
God, I freaking love Jason, and I think that. I super, super respect him for making this decision, but man, is he going to make someone a lucky lady someday, because I love Jason.
Maybe because he also seems like he has a kind of a dark side that could be a little...
I don't know. I mean...
Volatile.
What I like about Jason... I mean, Jason's a really good-looking guy.
Of course, they're all good-looking
obviously.
Guys.
Jace, but Jason also, like, has the emotional intelligence... of an adult.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we get contestants, both women and men on the show that have little to no to even negative emotional intelligence. And I think that Jason is very in touch with his emotions and mm-hmm. is willing to open up about them, which I think is very nice and refreshing. And I think that it says a lot about him that rather than stick around and take away time from the other guys and from Tayshia, he was honest with both the guys and with Tayshia and saying, look, I still have feelings for Claire. I know I'm not going to get anywhere with those feelings, but it's not fair for me to sit here. And I just respect him a lot for doing that.
Yeah. So we have a whole ass limo, as one of the guys said. I think it was Easier Damar, of new guys coming in. There are four new people that come in.
Yes.
So the first one, this is not in chronological order. This is the order that I want to present them in.
Oh, okay.
First one is Peter.
Don't even remember him.
Kind of milquetoast. Looks like everyone else.
Milquetoast.
I mean, handsome dude, I'm sure, but doesn't really...
I'm sure he's handsome,
really
I guess.
Doesn't really stand out. Montel, who has the face of a 9-year-old.
Literally, yes. Was Montel the one that had, like, the pink...
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
the pink suit jacket?
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked him when he walked in. He was cool to me. He gave good vibes, even though he didn't really do anything the entire episode.
Right.
Then you've got Noah, whose personality seems to be his mustache.
Yeah. And he's like 24, right?
He's 25.
25.
And I actually, so he's a travel nurse, and I know someone who is like a travel nurse coordinator, and he works for her company.
Oh.
And I guess he like ghosted the them.
Sheesh.
to go
Yikes.
Up. So now we know why.
That's awkward.
And then the last one
mm-hmm.
was Spencer.
Yes.
And he... came in hot.
Yes. Yes, he sure did. Spencer, I'll say it. He's hands down the most attractive man that is there. Yes.
Are you serious?
Absolutely, yes. 100%.
Really?
Yes. Spencer is super hot, yes.
Wow.
This is surprising to you?
Yeah, I would think he's just kind of in the middle.
No, Spencer is the most attractive person that is currently a contestant on the show.
That's crazy.
That is how I feel.
I disagree with that, but you know what?
That's fine. You can disagree
with that.
We can
have our opinions about that.
I Would love to know other people's opinions, though. Does anyone else agree with me?
Yeah, once Allison rattles off the contact information at the end of the episode.
But I feel strongly about that. Like, literally, as soon as he walked out, I texted you.
Yeah.
You were busy, but I knew that. But I knew that 2 hours later when you would see my text that said, OMG, Spencer, wow.
Yeah.
And I literally said, I know he will probably end up being a dick, but wow.
And guess what? He is. And he started off being a dick kind of right away. He had some attitude here. And I kind of like coming in with a little bit of spunk.
I kind of do too. And Tayshia immediately was like, wow, he's hot. I like
him.
He
did. He was actually nervous, though, when he was talking to Tayshia. Like, you could tell that in him.
Yes.
But yeah, when one of the guys asked, like, how many of them are you? He's like, oh, you'll see.
And he was like, so which one of you guys scared off Claire?
Yeah, a little standoffish, which I like. I like that. Mark your territory.
I like it too. To me, last night, Spencer did not do anything that would make me personally qualify him as a villain. I think he came in with a little bit of an ego, but I don't think it's yet too much.
Well, he's going to have a target on him because he got the
good
first
for
impression
him.
Rose, I
he
guess.
She liked him.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's where it's kind of the villains, like all the guys gang up on
which
him.
Which is why I think villain sometimes is like not the term, because sometimes it is just totally everyone ganging up on the person that's doing better than them.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Okay, so let's get into the first group date.
Okay, let's get into
this.
It.
It's remarkable how bad, how awful these group dates are.
Who plans them? Like, I want to have the job of planning dates for The Bachelor. Like, whoever currently does this job is not doing a good job at all. Like, they are stupid.
So I played a lot of water basketball in my day.
I'm confident that is true.
And I've never seen a worse display of water basketballing than I did watching The Bachelorette.
It was pathetic. I don't even think these guys know what basketball is.
Like, there were so many air balls. There were so many turnovers. It was so horrendous. However, I had a little fun, and you're not going to understand any of this, Allison.
Oh, no.
And honestly, most of you guys listening might not know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I came up with a list of water basketball NBA player names.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
So are you familiar with Paul George of the Los Angeles
yes.
Clippers? Pool George.
Good. Okay. Okay. I like that one.
There's a guy named Dorian Finney-Smith. Quarian Finney-Smith, like chlorine.
Wait, what's his name?
Dorian Finney-Smith. It's a stretch.
Okay, okay.
They get better. Don't worry.
I feel like you could have done something there with fish, like Dory.
Oh, yeah.
Finn.
Oh, yeah.
I feel
yeah,
like
yeah,
there's
okay.
another opportunity there.
Dory Finn.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's kind of, it's in itself.
That's what I'm saying.
Tal Gasol instead of Pal Gasol.
Okay.
Shea Goggles Alexander instead of Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Okay.
We've got Speedo Turkoglu instead of Hedo Turkoglu. And then there's two ways this could go. Victor Marco Polo Oladipo or Victor Oladipend.
Wow.
The last one was a Tim Young recommendation.
Well, thank you for your work on that, Evan. That was awesome.
But so in this water basketball
how
game,
much time did you spend doing that?
Like 10 minutes.
Okay.
The animosity continues to build towards Spencer. He plays a little rough.
Okay, but like,
he's got a little Bill Laimbeer in him.
But like, who cares? Like, you're supposed to, the point of these things is who wins gets to spend the time. So he was being a little aggressive. He wasn't like beating the other guys up.
No.
He wasn't breaking the rules of the game. Like,
no, I guess not.
The other guys were just being weenies. That's what I honestly think. Honestly.
Everyone was playing a little bit rough.
Like, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just think that.
I just think they're a little harsh on Spencer. I really do.
I think there's, I don't like the phrase try hard because I think everyone should give effort. But I think there's a point where it's like, okay, dude, you're taking this a little too seriously.
Okay, yeah. And he was a little intense. But some people are just more competitive
yeah.
than others.
And
people have been done a lot worse on
that's
the
true.
Show.
That's
so.
True. So later on, Spencer does another thing where he basically is like, yeah, I'll bruise more of your ribs, Riley, or some shit like that. And that's where the baloney statement comes in.
Which
and when he said that, I was like, oh, this guy doesn't get it.
No.
Like, this guy does probably not have many friends because of the way he talks to people. I don't know. I feel like he's a bad social person.
I don't know. I'm still on
Team I really don't
Spencer.
Like him after
I don't know.
He was talking that smack.
Okay, but like,
and didn't really back it up.
This is what bothers me with the editing of the show, and because I have read and watched interviews with quote-unquote villains from the past,
yeah,
who are like, everyone says this shit. They only, when they decide who they want to be the villain, they capture their comments and their, you know, back talk or their whatever, and that's like an arc
for
the show.
But you shouldn't even have said those things. Yeah. Even if it's edited, he shouldn't have said what he said.
Fine.
So.
Fine.
That's
I just don't feel like it was that dramatic.
That's my take. Easy gets a group date, Rose. I don't really know why. I guess he just kind of was nice and personal to her.
Yeah, I don't know why he got either, but I'm super out on Easy anyway because of all of the allegations that have thus come up about him.
Yeah.
And so I'm out on him.
Yeah, it's tough.
Apparently Easy's not that cool of a dude.
Because he gives the vibe of being a cool dude.
Yeah, well.
But he's not.
You never can tell.
And we don't stand for that here.
We sure do not.
Okay, so Brendan, your brother.
My brother.
Gets the one-on-one.
Yep, sure does.
We're only saying her brother because her brother's name is Brendan.
Evan's roommate is also named Brendan.
Yeah, but mine's Brendon.
Took you a long time to think about that. Wait, how did this Brendan spell it?
Brendan.
No, my brother is Brendon.
Let us know how your favorite way to spell Brendan.
So many ways.
Brendan.
So Brendan is someone who I literally didn't know was on the show until yesterday. Like
I had like seen him around, but I don't know his name. I don't know who this guy is.
And I love him. I like him? Love him. He's so nice.
He said he's getting back in the saddle. He has a very similar background story that Tayshia does.
Yeah, so him and Tayshia had like an amazing day. They obviously connected really well. Mm-hmm. And then he was really nervous to tell her that he had gotten married really young and was divorced. And he shared that with her. And then Tayshia was like, so I also got married young and was divorced. So I feel like they had an automatic deeper connection than she's probably going to have, at least on that level, with anyone else because of that similarity and knowing that they both have gone through this and that they're both, it's not their first time trying to find someone to marry, but hopefully their last time, and they're both kind of in the same boat with that, which I think was nice.
Yeah.
She, which was cracking me up, was like, she was like, I know this is weird, but like I could just go home with Brendan like today and like he could like be my husband. And I saw these memes where it was like Tayshia says this and it was Chris Harrison in the background saying, I will kill you.
Well, he kept interrupting their dates a little bit because Chris or Brendan was like, I'm trying to get this kiss in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's coming in with the ice creams, coming in with the margaritas, he's coming in with the snow cones.
Yeah. And Brendan was like, Chris Harrison, please leave so I can have a moment.
It's very like kind of interruptive dad energy that you got from Chris
and
Harrison.
Like obviously the whole point was like they can't have any real dates. They had to bring horses to just trot around this resort. They have to just use the pool and like there's nothing there. So they have to get pretty creative with their dates.
Yeah. I will say Chris is earning his massive paycheck this season.
Oh yeah. And usually in past seasons he just like pops in and we're like, what does he do the rest of the time? But he has his work cut out for him this time.
I'm sure he's out golfing a lot.
As he should be. He deserves it.
But yeah, I think this is definitely the most I've seen Chris Harrison on my TV screen.
And I like it. And I want more Chris Harrison on my TV.
I'm up for it. They end the date, you know, kiss and fireworks of the Bachelor way.
Of course. Fireworks. He gets the rose. Big fans. Tayshia really likes him. He likes her. Yeah. Great one-on-one all around.
Yeah.
Probably one of the better ones.
How like refreshing is it that Claire's gone? Everything feels nicer.
It almost feels more normal now.
It feels normal. And I don't necessarily know what's going to happen, which I like.
No, and I don't know what's going to happen. And I haven't seen any spoilers or anything about Tayshia's part of the season, which is awesome. So I'm genuinely not sure what's going to happen, which I like. Because
like, it feels like a journey now.
The Claire thing, it was almost like I felt like it was a waste of time watching because I knew exactly how it was going to end, which is a disappointment and honestly a disservice to Claire, too, that all got out. And I wish that it wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But like, I already knew. So I was so uninvested on the other guys and on any of the dates because I'm like, none of you make it. I don't care.
Yeah.
So it is kind of nice. I'm still, jury's still out on how I feel about Tayshia.
What about her are you not crazy about?
I think
she's stunning.
Well, that's not an argument. Like, she's obviously stunning. There's
nothing
to argue.
And she's got a great personality. She seems like
Her smile is almost blinding. It's so nice.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually lost vision.
Yeah, her, I mean, she's gorgeous. She's stunning, and I think she's really well-spoken. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I think she articulates things really well.
Yeah.
But I just really didn't like her on Colton's season because she was throwing other girls under the bus, and she got nasty, and I didn't like that. So, like, that was the perception I had in my head. I liked her a little better on Paradise, but, like, that's why I'm so stuck on not loving Tayshia. But I'm gonna give it a fair chance.
Okay. Yeah.
And I am rooting for her, obviously, because I always root for love.
Exactly. As we're pro, I love love. We're pro love on this podcast. I don't know if you guys
know. We love love.
Okay. We also love giving out roses. Big time.
Big time.
So we've got two each that we're gonna give out. Do you wanna go first or should I?
You can.
All right. I'm gonna give the first one, the Tower Hero Rose, to Brendan. Probably Tower Hero is another name that you don't recognize.
True.
Also a basketball player. He just very similar style and vibes to Brendan that Tower Hero is rocking.
Okay.
They have the same fashion, kind of the same face if you like add 10 years of Tower Hero's face.
Okay.
So I see Tower Hero being a future Brendan.
Okay. So my first rose is also to Brendan, and it's a Neville Longbottom rose.
Okay.
Okay, so like for the first several Harry Potters, like Neville is like not super relevant and like could easily be missed if you didn't know he exists. Like if you just watch the movies and don't read the books, chances are you didn't even probably notice him.
He's got a hilarious name, so I notice him.
Okay, fair. But like most people, if they haven't read the books, probably don't even really notice Neville that much because he's not that big of a character. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he surprises you and becomes a very important character. Well, yes, but like a very important character to the story. And that's how I feel about Brendan, because I didn't even know he was basically on the show. And then last night, he became like the arc of the entire episode, I felt. So. Okay,
good rose.
Thank you.
The next one for the Donald Trump, he just hasn't accepted it, Rose, goes to Chris Harrison. So if you guys are following the news, you know, Trump's like, I don't really believe this election stuff. It's fraudulent, whatever. He's wrong. Chris Harrison is not accepting of the fact that that Dale and Claire have not communicated prior to the filming.
Yeah, he has literally asked that like 1,000 times.
It's like, it's his like, QAnon.
The answer
it's
is still happening. Yeah. Like, this is still the answer every time, Chris, which is funny to me. But, I mean, for even him, this is so unprecedented that he's like, come on, guys, there's something. And they're like, Chris, there's nothing. And he's like, no, there's a little something.
He knows.
Okay, great. So, and then for me, I love an unproblematic king. As we all do. And so that rose goes to Jason, because what an unproblematic, sweet king of a person. And I just love him
so
much.
Since when are you someone who calls people kings?
Since today, when I'm doing this rose right now. It's really a TikTok thing where people say unproblematic king. Like if in my life, I would say like Harry Styles is an unproblematic king. He's always on the right side of every argument. He never does anything that's like questionable or anything.
Yeah.
And that's Jason today. Well, yesterday, whatever day of the show, 2 days ago. I mean, he just is like considering everyone's feelings and doing the right thing for himself, for the guys, for her. She like for Tayshia, he like has made friends with these guys. He's like, everyone likes him. No problems with him. They were hoping he would be there and stick around, even though he would have been competition for them because of how much they liked him.
Yeah.
So
that is one thing. You get the sense, and maybe it's quarantine, but it's like they just really enjoy camaraderie for the most part. They love hanging out,
which is something I like about The Bachelorette versus The Bachelor. I feel like that we get more of, and there's plenty of girls that were on The Bachelor that end up being friends, but I feel like you see it more, like the bromances develop on The Bachelorette because these guys just genuinely like end up becoming friends and liking each other because you spend so much time together. So I like to see it.
Be friends with us on Facebook. We've got one of those, right?
We don't have a Facebook.
We don't. All right, what do we have?
Be friends with us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BatchPleasePod. You can also send us an email, BatchPleasePod@gmail.com. So early prediction, how do you see the season going?
I'm sticking with Ivan. I'm going with my gut.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure yet. I don't know how to feel. I feel like Ben is going to become a more important
I do think Ben could,
factor.
Yeah.
Based on, unfortunately, previews. And just hearing him talk about it, I think Ben could really become a front runner here. And I think we're going to see more from Spencer.
Okay. Yeah.
And I do have to point out that your shirt is literally the shirt Spencer was. I mean, it looks exactly like it. Which one?
We're looking at a bunch of my shirts here.
One moment.
This is great for audio content, by the way. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very similar. His has a little more white to it. It's the floral one that he was wearing.
But Evan has a particular button-down, like, t-shirt button-down floral shirt, and it looks incredibly similar to the one that he was wearing, and I was thinking about that shirt when I saw it.
Clearly, I'm way more attractive than Spencer, so it's not
way. You are way more muscular than Spencer.
Yes, exactly. Okay, well, you guys get the picture. So we're gonna get on out of here. Enjoy your weekends.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. All right, we've got some bonus content. After we closed up, we started going through the guys because I disagreed that Spencer was the hottest. So we're rating hottest to hottest here. We're just going through all the pictures of all the dudes. And
we're just going to talk about it.
All right, so we're on Spencer first.
Okay, so Spencer is hands down the most attractive current member on the show. He is super hot. I'm a big Spencer fan.
We're also looking, if you guys want to play along, on Cosmopolitan's website.
He's also a perfect age and... I just really like him. So.
I think he's just mid-tier hottie. Okay, next guy. Montel. I like Montel.
Nah.
Looks young.
Out on Montel. He
Love the hair.
No, he looks like he's like the a glasses. Child. He looks way too young.
Okay. Peter, we said it before. We'll say it again. Milk toast.
And he's got stupid hair. I'm very, sorry, but why is his hair like that?
Yeah, kind of like...
it stands up like
sort
a
of
foot.
Transylvania... Looks like Dracula a little bit.
I'm out on him. No.
Noah, hard pass.
Hard pass. His mustache. He seems super mature. I don't know. I'm out.
Yeah. Ben. Okay. I think he's a cute guy.
So Ben is cute. And I just think that his facial, like his eyes and nose and mouth are all like scrunched together so much that it makes his forehead and chin both really long.
Okay. So you're thinking Five Head and Jay Leno chin.
Yes.
Wow, like, Allison, you're shallow.
Shut up.
Moving on. Bennett, young Pierce Brosnan.
Okay, Ben is literally young Pierce Brosnan, which I think Bennett's good looking, and I think he will age really well. He will probably age
like
the best of any of them.
He'll age into Mamma Mia Pierce Brosnan.
Like, he'll look exactly like this with some gray on his sideburns in 20 years. Like,
give me that salt and pepper.
Yeah, like, I think Bennett's good looking. I don't really like him for Tayshia, but...
All right, Blake M, straight up here looking like Thanos.
I think Blake M is good looking, but I think that this is not a good picture
of him. A lot
of
people are into him, and I just don't get it.
I don't know, because I think it's like people seem really into the like lumberjack kind of feel
these
days.
Yeah,
like that's a
that
whole thing these days, and he gives off lumberjack vibes to me.
I don't like cutting down trees, so
okay,
explain it. Brendan, piercing blue eyes.
His eyes are absolutely stunning.
He's got those Paul Walker eyes.
And I was like, meh, but then after last night, I was like, yeah, I'm in on Brendan.
I like the curly hair too.
I do too. He's just, his eyes are freaking piercing.
Cool. Jason.
Jason is not bad looking by any means, but I'm just so confused. Like,
his large lips.
His upper lip is so big.
Great for kissing, I'm sure.
Probably great for kissing. I'll have to reach out to Claire. Well, I don't know if she kissed
I thought
him,
you were
going
to say you're going to reach out to Jason.
No. Excuse me. Are you a good kisser? I just want to
Excuse me, sir.
Can
you please
research.
Send me a kiss?
But also, I don't understand the name Jason, so...
I don't either. Not
is
a big
your
fan
name
of the
Chase
name.
Or is it Jason? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's both. Damar?
Damar has an amazing smile.
Great smile. I think he's just.
Think his hair
he's
is
like
long?
Spencer. He's mid tier.
Yeah,
I like the hair. I like the hair.
His smile is incredible. Look at his teeth. He's got great teeth.
He's also a spin instructor, so he's probably mad fit.
Oh, I bet. Well, they all are.
Easy.
I'm skipping
canceled.
Easy. Well, Easy is canceled.
Okay. Ed.
I don't even know
kind
who
of,
Ed is.
So, kind of looks like. I don't know, like a Calvin Klein Dracula a little bit.
I honestly did not know who Ed was. And last night they were showing him and he was talking and I was like, who is Ed?
Yeah.
I don't explain him.
Apparently he loves aquatic hobbies. So
that is
he
really
would have been great at water basketball, but he wasn't playing.
Oh, he's an account exec at CVS. This is hilarious. It says he's an account exec at CVS, so maybe he can finally explain why their receipts are so damn long.
I'd love that.
That's funny.
Ivan.
Yeah, Ivan's cute.
I think he's like top four.
Ivan's a handsome guy.
And I think the maybe just the fact that he's playing chess just make, you know, puts him up a couple points.
You love Chess.
Love Chess.
For a second, I thought his Instagram said Ivan B-ball. It doesn't. But I was like, wow.
If it did.
Evan is in on Ivan.
Be more in. Jason.
I love Jason. He's got such a space in my heart.
I think he just looks like your normal, like, Midwestern dad.
Like, he like is already grilling in the backyard in between mowing the lawn.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's got like, his white New Balances on.
Yes, he has them on. I love it. I love him.
J.S.?
Who's that?
I have no idea who this is.
He
so we're
probably already
skip
went home,
him.
Right?
Joe. I like Joe.
I don't feel like I know him at all.
He brought the Origami Night one.
Oh, right. I need to know.
Remember,
him
we're
one.
Talking about how hot they are.
Oh, right. Sorry. Joe's okay.
I like the hair.
He's fine. He's
like
got really nice hair.
Okay. Jordan C. I think when he wears glasses.
When he wears the glasses, I think he is really good looking. I think he's someone
like
who belongs in glasses.
Yeah, same here. Kenny. He looks like what he is. Like, he's a music manager.
I think
Kenny's
like,
he good
looking,
like
but for some reason, I just get such a slimy vibe for him. Like, I know that he, like, makes deals in, like, dive bars
with people.
And, like he's good looking, but he's someone that, like, no, I mean, he's, like, 40. He's older. He's probably the oldest guy there.
Yeah.
So he's, like, yeah, I'm, like, 40, and, like, I know that I'm good-looking enough to, like,
be
really smooth.
I bet he can tell some stories, too.
Oh, he hates cheese? Out.
Yeah, he's
hard
out.
Pass. Okay.
Riley.
I like Riley.
Okay. I think his eyes are a little small.
They are a little small.
But he looks a little
they're
bit, like...
They're a little far apart.
He looks a little bit like Wood Harris, and Wood Harris is cool. So I think he's overall pretty good.
Yeah. I like him.
Zach C. looks like an insurance salesman.
He definitely does, but I like Zach C.
Okay.
I think he's cute. He has kind of like a gremlin ear situation going on.
Okay, yeah.
But I do like Zach C., and I see him going, like, far.
Quick thing about Gremlins. You and our other friend disputed that was a Christmas movie. It is, in fact, a Christmas movie. Oh, Dale.
Okay, Dale is obviously
a hottie.
Dale
is probably
status that. Ends up with Claire. We know.
Yeah.
No, Dale is in...
I think he was
attractive.
Probably the most attractive one there.
But I had a really hard time after I saw someone on Twitter post a picture of the little girl from the Polar Express and how like their face looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Zach J.
Zach J's good looking.
Looks like a
but he's not here
domesticated
anymore.
Kenny.
You're right. Oh my God. I think Zach J looks like if Jason and Kenny became one person.
Yeah. Okay.
But he is in there, so.
A different Blake who I don't
another
remember
Blake
at all.
Emma. I don't even remember seeing him.
Seems a little too, like, I don't know, Fall Out Boyish for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Pete Wentz. He loves Pete Wentz. He's got posters on his wall.
Yosef
is
no.
canceled.
Yeah,
We're
and
not...
his personality just sucks.
Yeah,
so
Yosef is
over.
A hard pass.
I love Garen.
I was going to say, you loved Garen.
Our other guest host, Courtney, loves Garen.
Well, Garen isn't here.
No.
Okay.
Tyler S., who is this guy?
This is Granger Smith's brother.
Okay, I also don't know who that is, but he looks like, he sort of looks like a better put together version of, I forget the actor's name, but if you've ever seen Eastbound and Down, Kenny Powers' brother.
Doesn't he look kind of old, though? Like, way older than he is?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a bad picture, I don't know.
Brandon.
Okay.
Oh, remember Brandon?
I changed my mind.
Yeah, he
Brandon
was...
is actually the hottest person that was on the show. And
he was
sent home week two. Like, he really, they did him dirty. Like, he should come back. I think Tayshia would be super into Brandon.
He's a stud.
I changed my mind.
He's a stud.
He's the best looking one.
Tyler C. This was Minnie McConaughey.
Oh, right. Nah, whatever.
Average.
He's fine.
Paige. Oh, he was there for a hot second.
Mustache guy. Nah.
He was a chef. Yeah, nah. I don't think.
Who the hell's Robbie?
We're skipping Robbie because
I don't even know who that is, but I appreciate his shirt. I respect that he's wearing a floral button down.
Yeah.
Mike
T.
I don't know who that is.
No, I don't either. Another Chris.
Who are these people? These are all week one sent home guys. I am confident I've never seen that man in my life.
No, this is the super tall guy.
What?
Jordan, he was super tall. This is a bad picture.
I literally don't. I remember him, actually.
I kind of
wasn't
do.
He the one who was like, I don't make a good first impression?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy's picture.
I literally don't know half
of his
people.
Last name is Higgins. I wonder if that's related to Ben.
What's exciting is now I actually feel like we're learning the names.
Yeah. Okay,
so that's
well, that's your bonus content.
That's our review.
That's our not so shallow, very shallow review of the guys. All right, bye.